Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, your smart speakers. Good morning, guys. Oh, it is a good morning this morning.
Congratulations, Golden State. I see you getting the work done.
Got it done.
Celtics still on 17. That's the main
thing. Max is going to tell you he called it in six the whole time.
No, I called it in six, changed it to seven, but it wound up being in six. Yep. But I call Warriors the whole time.
Keith stuck with his guns on six.
Man. Yep. Key didn't get off six.
Yeah. No, I wasn't going to get off six.
Yeah.
And if they would have lost?
Yeah.
Hey, so
Jay Breezy went back and forth.
I did. Yeah, for sure. Factual.
Blow with the wind, baby.
That's right, baby. Hey, there was a lot of messages to you last night.
Yeah.
What are they going to say now? Yeah. What are they going to say now?
I love how people think when they're coming at me, because I was like, Steph's never won finals MVP. I can't consider him for a top 10 all-time slot without that. He has to be the best player in the final series that they win.
Where do you have him now?
Well, I mean, everyone's like, no, you're an idiot. And then now everyone's, that's a separate conversation, though. But about an idiot savant. But then now everyone's like, has a little extra on this one for Steph. So they're all really acknowledging it.
Last night hearing Steph at the podium say it hits differently, I just saw a picture of Max in my brain going, aha!
Yeah, I was very smart.
I was
very smart to pick a fight with Tom Brady and then Steph Curry. All right, listen, it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Jay, I can't make this all about me, okay? It's about the team. Like, Steph, let me just say it's about
Keyshawn,
the team.
Keyshawn, Jay, and Max.
Steph with Lisa Salters, like, jokes aside, man, you could tell this felt, it looked like different than the others. With Lisa Salters, the great Lisa Salters, during the finals MVP trophy presentation.
It means we won. It means we took advantage of the opportunity to get back here and, I mean, I hear all the conversations. I hear all the chatter. We hear all the chatter. At the end of the day, it's about what we do on the floor. I ain't got to talk about it. Just got to go do it. And this one hits different. This one hits different for sure.
I mean, can I just put this whole year in perspective? And I'm going to add the last one. That's going to be the cherry on the top. This dude in this year, I mean, broke the all-time three-point record. Okay? All-Star Game MVP. Western Conference Finals MVP, won an NBA championship, NBA Finals MVP. When he got asked about how's it feel to win the MVP, he said, let's talk about us winning four championships, which makes you love him more when people count him out. And then right for the cherry on top, this dude graduated from Davidson this year. He graduated. He got his degree this year. Are you kidding me? Talking about the complete, holy moly.
That's his golf show.
I mean, come on. Yeah. I mean, Klay Thompson comes back after not playing basketball for 2 years. He wins a championship. This is a team that didn't make the playoffs 2 years ago. They had the worst record in the NBA. And then last year, they got beat by the Memphis Grizzlies in the play-in game. And they win an NBA championship when they're back at full force. It's a mic drop scenario for them. It's a mic drop for Steph. I got all the respect in the world, Key.
What else she going to say? I mean, everybody can find something to say, but what they're saying is not going to hold up.
Nope.
Because everything that Jay just pointed out is the truth. Even though the beginning of the season, you know, they had a nice run. Steph get hurt. Everybody's like, ah, well, we don't know. This is Brooklyn. It's going to be Philadelphia, maybe Milwaukee. Oh, my God. What about Utah? And they just kept chipping away. Oh, Phoenix, the best team. They got the best record. You know, and then it's chipping away to the point where now they're in the playoffs and it looks different. Oh, the Boston Celtics, you know, the young
BPI team. Has them 82% to win.
All that.
Yeah.
Yeah, all BPI, our own, you know, and then all of a sudden you look up, well, yeah, they're down 2-1. Uh-oh, they're in trouble.
43, boom.
You know, it just, when you have veteran players like Steph Curry, they know how to play basketball. When it's tough, they know how to get out their own way. You have a guy like Draymond 2 games ago, well, you know, he needs to calm down. He's concentrating on his podcast too much. he was zero for whatever, and he was this and that, and he fouled out how many times? 3 times in the finals so far. They gave you all those scenarios, but the scenario they couldn't give you is that Steph would drop 34 on the head in game six. They couldn't give you that scenario.
Our very own Nick Tutz, a producer here at ESPN, I, for one, was shocked he was able to somehow continue playing basketball while also enduring the grueling grind of recording a podcast once or twice a week.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, like that was really a thing.
I wonder what Steph is going to look like when he comes back off the ankle injury because he had a 260-pound guy fall on his ankle. Well, first of all, it didn't fall on his ankle. He fell on his shin.
But key, don't still, play that down. Let's play it up now.
Play it up now. That's a 30 for 30 segment right there.
Here's everything that Key said, then you said, Jay, I totally agree with. And people like, not people like me, because I asked and I pointed out, 15, no, don't tell me about 15. I saw what happened. 16, same. 17, 18, that's KD. I want to see a clean championship. Steph's the best player in the finals, and because of that, they win. Well, Klay couldn't hit the broadside of a barn last night. He was playing defense. He couldn't hit a shot. Dre was good last night for a lot of this series. It's the worst you'll ever see him play, right? Jordan Poole in moments looked like it was too big for him, too much, too soon. Wiggins was excellent, but what is no? Of course, some other players are going to play well on the team. Steph Curry, with all of that, against a team that a lot of the analytics type said they're going to lose to the Celtics. The defense is too good. Steph Curry at 34. It not only game one dropped 34, but I was like, well, let me see the second half. He kind of went games two. He was huge in the second half. Three, same thing.
Look
game four,
Max,
he was great in the second half.
He has 3-point field goals in a single season postseason.
He was the best player on either team, and because of that, his team won the championship. This is what I've been waiting for in his career. This is what I've been waiting for.
Alan Yates got in my ear and says, every three that he hits from now on is historic. I mean, everyone
is breaking the record.
Rest of his career. I will say this, and I know that we're going to make a lot about Steph. Yo, but Golden State's defense is off the charts. They held Boston to under 100 points three times in this series. Like, so I know we're going to gloss over Wiggins, but watching Jason Tatum have 2 points in a span of 21 minutes to close out the game, Max, Key, 2 points.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not talking about the fourth quarter. 2 points in the last 21 minutes of the game. That's what Wiggins did. So Wiggins not only doing it on the offensive side, scoring, relieving Steph in the last three games, but doing it consistently on the defensive end.
I asked J.J. Redick and Amari Stoudemire on this just in the other day, is it age or stage, basically, right? Is the stage too big for Jason Tatum? And J.J. got hot. You know, no, it's the defense. So, and Amar's like, yeah, it's age, not stage, right? He's young. But in a way, it is stage because at this stage of the game, even if it's not on your mind, oh, my God, the finals and you get tight, you're playing great defenses. The Warriors' defense was just as good as the Celtics' defense, right? These were the 1 and 2 defenses in the league. And the defense, not just, oh, Jason Tatum choked. Well, there's a reason for it. He's fatigued. He's played a lot. And the Warriors were great defensively.
Yeah, it's never the stage as much as it is the age in these situations because they're young. See, that won't happen in the future. Those sort of things, because you'll know how to work through all of that. When Steph struggled, it had nothing to do with the stage.
Yep.
It was just simply, I struggle, but I'm such a veteran. I'm not worried about it. I know how to get around all of this. They can blitz me. They can double me. They can run a million guys at me. This particular game, I can go 0-for-9. But I learned because I'm experienced now, and I know how to get out of that.
See, right, in 15, that wasn't it, right? In 15, he wasn't
ready yet.
You could see it. They won the championship, but you could watch Steph and see him this year and say, that's a more mature.
That's all veteran players, though. You're not going to be the same at 18 as you are at 35. I mean, that's just not it.
Or you can just, die on screens and let Al Horford guard Stephen Curry. But we'll talk about that later. I mean, really?
Steph was asked about winning finals MVP, guys. And listen to this with the question. Listen to this.
What does just this mean to you to finally be a finals MVP after everything?
Forget that. We champs. Why are you starting with that question? We got 4 championships.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, you could tell that was locked and loaded.
He came loaded.
He knew he was going to be asked about finals MVP. But the way you want something talked about is you don't talk about it.
Well, listen, we're going to get into this later in the show. Is he now a top 10 all-time player? Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Was he already? Did he need this? Is he in the top 10? Keyshawn, J. Willimax is presented by Progressive Insurance. The Warriors are winners again, and you have a chance to win, too. Tune in at 7:15 a.m. Eastern for a chance to win $6,000. Steph says he's the petty king, by the way. But another Warrior might actually take the crown there, Jay.
Simply, Clay, how does it feel?
There are so many who counted us out. Said the dynasty was over.
This fan base gave me a hard time, really hard time. And to come here and get a win, but we did what we do. Welcome back to the Warriors Invitational, baby.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
From 2015 to 2019, the Golden State Warriors were a dynasty.
He's going to hold on to the ball, and for the first time in franchise history, the Warriors are back-to-back champions. Three titles in 4 years for Golden State against Cleveland.
The following year, it seemed like the run was over.
And Klay Thompson is hurt. He is rolling over on the baseline injured.
It turns out Thompson tore his ACL and the Warriors lost the NBA Finals to the Toronto Raptors. But Draymond Green was optimistic that the dynasty wasn't done yet.
Everybody thinks it's kind of end of us. That's just not smart. We're not done yet.
It would not be an easy road for Golden State. Kevin Durant left for Brooklyn that offseason, and while rehabbing his torn ACL, Klay Thompson ruptured his Achilles tendon, and he wasn't the only Splash Brother to miss games.
Curry dribbles all the way in. Oh, goes down, sandwiched hard between two defenders. Curry fell hard and is lying on his back in the paint.
Curry played just five games during the COVID-shortened 2019-2020 season, and the Golden State Warriors had the worst record in the league. The next year, they lost in the play-in tournament, failing to make the playoffs in back-to-back seasons.
I mean, it was strange, obviously, from the 19 finals, a lot has happened with the pandemic and crazy journey, a lot of patience.
One of the most patient Warriors was Thompson, who missed 941 days from the end of the 2019 finals until his return to the court back in January.
Here's Klay Thompson with a catch down the lane, floats it up. It's good! There it is! Klay Thompson, welcome back!
With the band back together, the Warriors boasted the third best record in the West this season. After dispatching Denver in five games, Memphis in six, and taking out Dallas in five in the Western Conference Finals, Draymond's confidence that the Warriors would be back on the NBA's biggest stage became a reality.
10+ years of chemistry, of bonding, of a lot of shared experiences. It allowed us to get through these last 2 years, and even just the chemistry that we have and the way that we play, we picked up right where we left off when the playoffs started, because that was the first time we really had played, you know, significant minutes together since the 19 finals.
The Warriors' road to another championship had a few more twists and turns to navigate. Trailing 2-1 to the Celtics, Steph Curry painted his Picasso on the historic parquet floor in Boston.
Here's a pass to Draymond Green. Looked to dish it low. Instead finds Curry on the right. Rises, contested three. It's good! Steph Curry with 38 points.
2 wins later, the Golden State Warriors reclaimed their position atop the NBA's hierarchy.
The Golden State Warriors back on top of the NBA once more. The Warriors are the 2022 NBA champs.
Beginning of the season, nobody thought we'd be here, except everybody in this court right now, and it's amazing.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We did what we do. Welcome back to the Warriors Invitational, baby.
The Golden State Warriors back on top of the NBA once more. Four championships in 8 years. Drops it for Thompson behind the screen. Three is good. Game six, Clay delivering a dozen in the first half.
And you watch what he went through the last 2 years. And it's, you know, it's no surprise we sucked when he was out.
I went through some things, tore everything, and I'm still here. Hold that, haters.
Woo, that would've been me last night at the club. I've been up in there like J.R. Smith. No shirt. Just in my undies. Just wilding.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and your smart speakers. Check us out on ESPN, too. You can download the podcast.
It's my city.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
I think they probably flew home.
No.
They stayed overnight?
Yeah, you stay overnight. You party in their city. When that whole place was quiet last night, ain't no better feeling in sports, kid.
Oh,
you know,
I
that.
Know that.
Ain't
oh,
no better.
Sure.
Better than at home.
Oh, I love that.
Better than at home.
To me, as a competitor, if they're on the Summer of Petty tour, like I think the Warriors are, like I much rather win it in Boston.
You know, when we clinched the NFC Championship game in Philly. And just looking at the Philly fans crying. It was the greatest thing. You know me. I'm standing on the bench. Nah, 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 nah. Hey. Oh, it felt so good. Oh, it felt good. It
ain't
felt
nothing so better, good. Man.
The pettiness is the best.
Because what happens in these situations, especially for in football, right? You in basketball, so many games. In football, there's a handful of games. So we lose to Philadelphia regular season. And they like, oh, we got this handle. We going to take care of them. They had the mindset to send their equipment. So they pack up everything, advanced equipment, already started to head to San Diego where the Super Bowl was being held. We got to play the game on Sunday. They already done packed up everything. They had to turn around in New Mexico.
Wait, was that the year? Because I was at the Vet.
They had
it's like
to turn
the second
around.
Second to last game ever at the Vet when
it was
they
the last
beat
game. We
yeah,
it
no,
down.
Second to last is when they beat Vic, right? Because I was at that
I don't
game.
Know who
freezing.
They played? What I don't year know who was they that? Played to get to? Us.
I think so. I think they beat. I think they beat.
I don't remember
Atlanta.
But it was. What year was that, Key?
Man, don't ask me. I don't even remember.
03, 02, 03.
I don't even remember. I don't even remember.
So,
but it's a fun. It was fun though, watching the people cry.
I'm gonna tell you. Don't judge me though. Like something about like seeing like little kids cry too. Like for me, King Petty. Like
everybody. I don't care.
Look, it's like you know,
I always.
Like, mm-hmm.
I always stuck in my head when
I know that's mean. But
when
I don't care.
They asked Larry Bird once what was the best part about beating the Lakers, and he said knowing that Magic was suffering in the other locker room. I'm hold up, wait,
dog.
That's the best part? The best part of out of everything is your rival's pain.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
the
wait
petty
a second, though,
king.
Max, we talk about the king of all pettiness,
yeah.
Michael Jordan, your
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
What was that story you told me about? Oh, he wants his opponent to be at their best,
yeah.
So he knows
this
that
is
he
something
can beat them.
Stephen A. actually told me, he was like, he would do things to provoke and antagonize his opponents. The night before a deciding finals game or a series. And I would say, of course, that's like what Muhammad Ali or Kobe or any master psychologist would do. They would try to get you off your game, get you angry. Stephen A. said, no. Jordan's intention was this. He wanted you to be motivated to be at your very best so that when he beat you...
Take your soul, man. Take your
you
soul.
You knew Snatch. That he beat the best version of you.
Savage.
Oh. That's next level competitive. Anyway, Steph has got that little petty thing.
Yeah.
I love it. Is he top 10? Is he top 10 all time? That's something we got to get into. You know, another petty player, I guess all the greats, right?
Takes one to know one.
Because Klay Thompson's the first ballot Hall of Famer eventually, and he's petty too. Listen to this.
There was this one player on the Grizzlies who tweeted strength in numbers after they beat us in the regular season, and it pissed me off so much. I can't wait to retweet that thing. Freaking bum. That I had to watch that. I'm just like, this freaking clown. Okay. Sorry. That memory just popped up. You're going to mock us? Like, you ain't ever been there before, bro. We've been there. We know what it takes. So to be here again, hold that.
Jaren Jackson, where are you? Hello, calling Jaren Jackson to the aisle. Aisle 3, Jaren Jackson, Memphis Grizzlies. By the way, get your popcorn next year.
Yeah, because Ja wasn't there. Ja was hurt.
Oh, my goodness. I am there for all of that between the Memphis Grizzlies and Golden State.
And you got to experience that to take the next step if you're Memphis.
But so I'm going to say something, too. Like,
he called him a bum.
He called him a bum and a clown.
Yeah.
That's like personal.
Jaren Jackson could play, too.
Yeah, Jaren Jackson, all right. But like,
he's good.
I mean, Jaren Jackson was popping off at the mouth for somebody that's not been there before. But, like, I'm all for that.
He's not Klay Thompson.
I'm all for that. Like, and Ja, they bring that same kind of energy. Golden State's probably a favorite to win it again next year. You would probably say that. I don't know what the odds are.
I don't know if they came out, but. Yeah, I was going to say, did that come out already? I mean, they usually release it like right after a game, right?
I mean, they're talking about extending Wiggins on his contract. He has one year left on his deal.
I want to see what the Bucks do, the Sixers do, the Nets do in the offseason. You got to see like what the powerhouses do.
I'm tired of talking about them.
Yeah,
they're talking about re-signing James Harden.
You said what? Yeah, he's
re-signing James Harden.
We ain't talk about the city in a couple weeks, man.
No, a couple weeks. I'm just tired of talking about.
I also have to turn my gaze now. Apparently, according, there's a mandate on this show. Jay and Key say I now have to focus on Kevin Durant.
Well, you are the master
motivator. I don't care who you focus on. It's your job. I just know you. Now that your taste buds are satisfied with Steph Curry,
who's next?
You now got to target somebody else, I'm sure.
Great player who somehow, the man in the arena. Yeah,
somebody that you just have a real, I was going to say something.
Yeah.
Hey, but be careful with that one across the East River, though, because unlike Tom Brady or Stephen Curry,
he going to fire back.
He going to bite
back. But by the way, see, you guys, honestly, you take it the wrong way. The question is, you've now reached a certain level of greatness. There's another level. There's always a, like, can you get that? And that's the whole drama.
So wait,
if it's not, if it was easy, everyone would do it. Of course it's very, very difficult to do.
So now Boston, people are talking about as a perennial powerhouse in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
Who played for Boston? Kyrie Irving.
Yep.
Now you're talking about Kevin Durant, who played for Golden State. They win a championship. People are saying they're the favorite the next year. Stephen A. saying they could probably win it the next 2 out of 3 years. Who's across the East River? I mean, KD and Kyrie on the same team, that's a lot of pressure on those two shoulders.
Yeah, no, it is, and it's an easy, for me, it's an easy, if I was Max and I was, you know, looking to stir the pot up, it's easy for me to look at Kevin Durant. The reason it would be easy is because Steph Curry did it without Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant didn't do it without Steph Curry. It's almost like the
Shaq and Kobe.
Shaq and Kobe.
But be careful now, be careful now.
Why?
Because you're also fueling his Bill Belichick argument that Bill can't do it without Tom.
Yeah, I don't.
Guys, you'll know. You'll hear
that. Be careful.
Here's what you will find. I'm not writing it. I'm reading the script. The athletes write the script. Kobe did have to show that he could do it without Shaq, and he did it. That's why he's Kobe Bryant. If he wouldn't have done it, he wouldn't quite be the Kobe we think of now. That he did something that was very, very difficult.
No, in the difference between Belichick and Brady situation, Belichick don't give a damn about what Max is talking about.
See, he's just thinking about the next opponent.
He's moving on to the next opponent. He's just focused on Carolina.
Yeah, they got to play Carolina, whatever.
He's not going to do what Curry's fire back at you when he wins. He's not going to attack you like Kevin Durant would. So you don't have to worry about that.
Warriors 5-1 favorite to win next year.
Confirmed, by the way, the Warriors celebrated last night in Boston.
Yes.
Underneath TD Garden.
Oh, so they did.
Red Auerbach is spinning in his grave right now.
Man, I have a guy on the scene that is confirmed.
How's that Ayesha Curry cooking now, Boston?
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance.
I missed that one.
Okay. Jay's going to have to get into that. And I also want to talk about Steph's place among the all-time greats. He was top 15 to me. Is he top 10 now, Jay? Then there's the Celtics, who finally got to the finals. But what happened on that stage? Is it age or stage? That's key.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Everything has been a learning experience. We wear everything that we learn this year is like a badge of honor that we kind of wear. We don't let it hang over our heads. We bounce back.
We know what it feels like to get to this point, like, you know, and getting here and not accomplishing it. It's tough. So, you know, you don't want to feel like this again, you know, but you want to get back here. So to answer your question, yeah, it's going to fuel us.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. So, as Yogurt said in Spaceballs, there's two sides to every Schwartz. The good, the upside and the
there's
downside.
There's two sides to every Schwartz.
The upside and the downside. And there's two sides. Listen, this is sports, man. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
I'm sorry,
right?
What did Lord Helmet say? What? Now I see you have your Schwartz, but let's see how you use it.
That's right. But good movie. But
I have no idea.
Yeah, no, Key doesn't know Star Wars, let alone Spaceballs.
Yeah,
it's a takeoff. It's like, you know.
Peter Schwartz me with you.
Yeah, the send-up of Star Wars. All right. Listen, there's the Warriors angle. Oh, my God, you feel so great and all this. And then there's the Celtics angle, which fuels the pettiness, right? You guys talk about how much the suffering of the other side. Just want to lick the tears right off their face like mother's milk. Here is Jason Tatum, jeez. Celtics forward. You never saw the South Park where Eric Cartman licks the tears off of?
Yes.
Wait, we've got Spaceballs and South Park.
That's great references.
Yeah. Look at that. I'm just talking about Key's favorite stuff. That's all.
Spaceballs.
Here's Jason Tatum.
Ludicrous
on what
speed.
He learned about the path to the finals.
It's hard. It's hard getting to this point, and it's even harder, you know, getting over the hump and winning. It's been a long journey, a long process. You know, that's what I took from it, that it's tough. And we got to take it up another level to do what we want to do.
So, Tatum, I mean, what's odd to me, Jay, and I know, as I said earlier in the show, J.J. Redick's telling me it's age and, you know, he's young, it's the defense. But if it has nothing to do with stage, why is it, and I don't mean like, well, you're playing a better defense now. I mean the importance of the game when people could get tight. If that wasn't the case, how come against Giannis and against KD in the earlier rounds and against Jimmy Butler and all the way up to the finals, he was that dude? And then this happened in the finals.
Stage and age go together, though. Because if you have the experience, the stage, it don't matter.
Preach.
Right? I mean,
preach.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You don't see guys struggle like you saw Tatum struggle. And it has nothing to do with the stage.
The inexperience.
It's the inexperience, but it's the stage. Because if I have the experience and I've been on that stage like a Steph Curry, I know how to bounce back. I know how to figure it out. And that hasn't been the case. And look, in the future, I'm sure the Boston Celtics, who had been there in the Eastern Conference Finals multiple times but never in the finals, this is the first time. So next time around, it'll be different.
Hope so.
No, it'll be different.
It doesn't have to be different, but for the great ones who can take that next step, it'll be different.
They might need to look at making a change. And like, I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but I'm looking at Malcolm Brogdon with the Indiana Pacers, and I'm looking at Marcus Smart being like,
Brogdon shoots it better.
Shoots it better, taller, good defender, higher basketball IQ.
But does he have the same fire
plays
as Marcus Smart?
I don't know. That's why I say
player of the year.
That's why I say I'm looking at it. I'm not sure, but it seems like their needs. He's a 50-40-90 guy.
Yeah, he's an excellent player.
But it seems like when it comes to executing things, you need somebody to think the game. And I would say this about Boston, and I love Boston. And we can get into Jason Tatum in a second. But I would ask you guys, because I think I know the answer from what I found out last night and multiple games. Like, who do you think has the highest basketball IQ on the Boston Celtics, like a guy, and it executes that IQ on the floor.
What's his name? Not Robert Williams.
Grant Williams?
Grant Williams. Grant Williams.
Okay, I would say Grant Williams or Al Horford. I would say Al Horford.
Okay, Horford. Good one, yeah.
I'm saying a big. I'm not saying any of their guards.
Although when Horford has Steph Curry and Steph Curry bites on the move, maybe don't pass the ball.
But why is Al Horford even on Steph Curry to begin with?
Right.
Like, why is Marcus Smart dying on screens?
Yeah.
Why is Marcus Smart, when he turns the ball over, not getting his ass back on defense? Like, something's missing there in these NBA Finals.
But is it age?
Why is he still flopping when Ime Udoka has made a statement that we heard through Wendy about the fact that this team doesn't need to flop or complain to the refs? Why is that still going on? And, look, I'll be the first because I played sports at a high level. Not at an NBA Finals level. It's never on one player. But, wow, I saw a lot from Marcus Smart. Or I didn't see what I needed to see from Marcus Smart last night.
But see, that goes back to the experience factor. The fact that your coach is telling you don't do something and you're still doing it, that's experience.
Mm-hmm.
It just because a coach tells you that, goes over in the film room and shows you, hey, this is what we're doing, we can't afford to do that. When you're young, you repeat the same mistakes over and over and over and over again.
Or if you haven't been there before.
Well, yeah, when you're young, you repeat the mistakes. And until they correct it, they'll be put in the same position. You know, you say, well, maybe you switch out. Maybe there's a switch out with Marcus Smart because of what we saw here in the finals. But we didn't say that in game one. We didn't say that against
in the previous
Milwaukee
series. Yeah.
And we were like, oh, they need him. Miami, oh, my God, he's back. And now because they lose the finals, we start to think a little bit different in the style in which they're playing.
But, Jay, you did identify Marcus Smart before the series as the most important player in the series because he had to follow around Steph and he had to run. That doesn't mean you're saying he's the best player in the series, but, like, his play could determine the series. And had he played better, maybe the series would be different. But he did have to follow Steph Curry around.
I mean, they switched off him on multiple possessions. It wasn't just Marcus Smart. I mean, Jaylen Brown took a swipe at him. Derek White, you wish he would have came to the party in these finals as well. He had some big moments.
Udoka mentioned that. Like, he picked him up halfway through the season.
Yeah, but he had some big moments in series before, right? It is a collective effort. But there were just some things, I feel like, as the leader of a team that were missing with Marcus Smart for me. Like, if you're supposed to be the emotional leader of this team, right, and it's something that they need to talk about this offseason, it felt like even though he was everywhere on the court, It didn't feel right. You know, Keith, sometimes you say it just didn't look right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It didn't look right for him. It didn't. It was off, man.
See, what I'm afraid of for the Celtics, and I know you'll cuss me out, Jay, but go right ahead, is I'm afraid that this group, this is what we're going to see and we won't see any better. Mm-hmm. Because I look at teams like the Phoenix Suns, like, oh, they're hot, they're going to be young, they're good, this, that, and the other, but they don't get back to the championship and win it. Typically, young teams that are good like this, they win the championship when they get there for the first time, like a Golden State did with Steph Curry. Then eventually they start to build on a
Lakers
dynasty.
Lakers did back in the day. Celtics, Bulls,
exactly.
they all did
you,
it when
you,
they got there
you
first time.
You do it when you get there. They lost theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's like, ooh, you know, with these other teams in the conference.
They're coming.
They're coming.
So this pains me to say because, I mean, look, it's my brother, and I love him as a player. But, I mean, for Jason Tatum, I mean, he played 1,000 minutes in this postseason, more than anybody else, right? And that's no excuse because it's the first time through the gauntlet, and you need to go through that experience. You could tell it was painful for him. It hurt him last night. But for him to have 2 points in the last 21 minutes of the ball game, Max, 2 points, and listen to these stats. This is what you end up getting, right? Jason Tatum's 100 turnovers in these playoffs is the most in single playoffs history in the NBA.
Wow.
Jason Tatum shot 29% from two-point field goals, which is the worst two-point field goal percentage in the finals ever. Minimum of 50 field goals attempted. Previous worst was 36 by Nets' Kenyon Martin in 2003. Think about what I just said.
So, young man, Jason Tatum, I hope you've learned something. What have you learned in these finals? That's the question.
It's hard. It's hard getting to this point, and it's even harder, you know, getting over the hump and winning. It's been a long journey, a long process.
you know, that's what I took from it, that it's tough. And we got to take it up another level to do what we want to do.
So I don't understand, because in the first possession of the game last night, remember, guys, I said I think the way Boston kind of starts the game, like the first quarter, I thought was pivotal, right? Golden State had the lead at the end of the first quarter, by the way. Like, even though Boston came out with that good first start, first 3-4 minutes
on
of the game.
The road,
but guess how the first play of the game was? Al Horford posting up Clay's little ass on the block. They were punishing down low. Give the ball to him. Points in the paint. Marcus Smart was posting up. Jaylen Brown made a couple of jump shots, but they played inside out. Then all of a sudden, when Golden State started to make a little bit of a run, Boston reverted back to playing outside in, more so just outside. Just taking 3-point
shots. They
got
into a 3-point contest with Golden State, and now Otto Porter's starting to hit shots, and the game's over. If Porter's hitting you with two dagger threes, you can't win against Golden State.
All I'm saying, man, you got away from what you were planning to do from the beginning, and that's the problem with a young team. They can't stay focused on what the game plan was.
The Celtics could never get in the zone after taking a 2-1 series lead. Get in the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the Zone, AutoZone, and we are joined now by the great Frank Isola, SiriusXM NBA Radio, and Around the Horn panelist, of course. Frank, what'd you think?
I was a little surprised, to Jay's point, that, you know, here you have Boston of 12 and somehow they were losing at the end of the first quarter. That was a terrific performance by the Golden State Warriors. To think that it was 7 years to the day when they won their first title, and here they are, and you still had that core group. Remember, they ended the game with Andre Iguodala on the court. So it finished with Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala, Klay Thompson, and, of course, Steph Curry. And you have to laugh, like, you know, there was so much talk about Steph Curry's legacy as if somehow it was still up in the air prior to last night. All right, now he has his finals MVP. What'll be next? He's got to win an Olympic gold medal. He doesn't have one of them yet either. The guy's had a brilliant career, and you could tell it was weighing on him a little bit, obviously. His dad even said it after the game. Steph kind of hinted at it as well to get this, you know, finals MVP. I mean, to me, it's more about he won the four, but he's got that finals MVP. Now we could stop talking about that.
Well, no, yeah, we could stop talking about that. But does this put him, Steph Curry, in the max column of the top 10? Does this finally end that as well?
I think it might. I mean, you know, I thought a little bit about Kevin Durant last night. Come on, we all know that Kevin Durant is a great player. But Steph Curry now has won two with Kevin Durant, but he's also won two without him. And, you know, to me, this one is the most impressive one because everything they've gone through over the past couple of years, and they had a really young team. I don't think it's their best team of the teams that won a title. But for Steph to carry them the way they did, remember early on in the season, you know, we were all talking about MVP the first couple of months. It looked like it was going to be his, maybe to lose. And obviously he tailed off a little bit. You know, other guys played a little bit better. But the year that he had, including, of course, setting the 3-point record at Madison Square Garden, his dad was there for that. And then last night you see Dell on the court at the end with Steph embracing. I mean, what just an incredible season for not only a classy player and a classy guy, but think about what he's done for that organization. You know, we hear all the time about Miami. Everything with them is culture, which obviously they have that. Let's be fair, guys. Golden State's got a pretty good culture as well.
No question. Frank, talking to Frank Isola here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. So the finals MVP to me was very important, not because it's hardware that he doesn't have, but because this was the first time that Steph Curry was in a finals and he was the best player in the finals, and because of that, his team won. All the other, and his legacy, of course, was already set as a top 15-ish all-time great, one of the greatest players, no question. But when people start talking, as Jay did, top 10, now I got to see you be the best player in the league. Not regular season, but the end of everything, we go, that's the best player in basketball. Or else, be the reason your team won the championship, and there's no doubt you were the best player in the finals, because he just did that. That's something new. Isn't that part of the emotion here for him, that this is something he hasn't done before, and isn't that important?
It certainly is, and I think in game four, which was the pivotal game, because Boston has a chance to go up 3-1, and then Steph Curry put on a performance of the ages, you know, arguably the greatest performance of his career, certainly under the circumstances, and even though he did not have a great game in game five, what he did last night, and, you know, the ability to make shots and get to the basket. How come he can get to the basket and finish at the rim, but Jason Tatum couldn't? I never could understand that one. But I still go back to 2015. I covered that finals. I did not have a vote. I thought that Steph Curry was the finals MVP. It's still a subjective award voted on. You know, back in 2015, it was 11 media members, and LeBron got I think it was three for LeBron and Andre Iguodala got the other eight votes. I just thought that Curry should have won it back then. So, again, I took it as because it's such a subjective in-the-moment vote. If you look at Andre Iguodala's final game in 2015, yes, he had a ton of points, and sometimes that sways people that are voting. But it was clearly Steph's to lose, even though Andrew Wiggins, I'll tell you what, give him a lot of credit. I'm sure if they had a second-place vote, it would have been him, because how about the performance by Andrew Wiggins, who was outstanding on both ends of the court.
Frank Isola, Sirius XM NBA Radio, Around the Horn host, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Frank, I feel you 1,000% on Wiggins. The job he did on Jason Tatum was tremendous, but I do want to bring it to the coach for 1 second. Steve Kerr, now 9 championships, 5 as a player, 4 as a coach. And you talk about a winner and the leader of a winning culture. But for me, I made this comment earlier that if he got his 4th championship, I mean, is he in the top 5 greatest coaches to ever coach the game? He's already in the top 15 right now. I don't think he passes Phil Jackson, who has 11, Red Auerbach, who has 9, Pat Riley. You talk about Greg Popovich. But isn't he right there at number 5?
I think he has to be. And, you know, I thought about it the other day because it was the anniversary of him hitting that shot. I believe that was 97. When Michael passed him the ball and they told him, be open if I get double team, and Steve knocked it down. I still remember standing in the hallway at the United Center with Steve and his wife. And you think about how many years ago that was and how much Steve has accomplished both as a player with both the Bulls and the San Antonio Spurs and now as a head coach. And let's face it, guys, I thought Steph Curry's defining moment of the series was game 4. I also think that was Steve Kerr's right from the start. He was into that game, and he was ripping into his team. He was getting into it with the officials. Eventually got a technical foul. But how about the move he made at the end of that game? You guys talked about it. That's when he, you know, sat Draymond Green for 4 minutes, put him back in. And let's face it, I thought Draymond Green, his last 3 minutes of game 4, plus the way he played in game 5, and, of course, game 6, he had 12 points. Jason Tatum had 13. So the move that he made to win game 4, I thought he pushed all the right buttons. I thought it was a masterclass by Steve Kerr. And he ended up getting the best out of Draymond Green in the last couple of games, which, we know that Draymond's got a lot of pride. And that hurt him to come out of the game. But to his credit, that dude kept playing, and I thought he was great the last 3 minutes. And there was no question that he was huge in the last 2 games.
Yeah. By the way, the thing about Steve Kerr, too, it always makes me think, you know, Steph Curry's the greatest shooter ever. And he's creating his own shots. You know, Steve Kerr, when he was a player, he was shooting 52, 53% from 3. You know, his jaw, he was wide open. I get it. But the dude was one of the greatest shooters who ever lived. Just a winner, Jay. The great – do you have
– Yeah, Frank, you think they win it again next year?
The West is going to be a little bit better. I think a lot's going to depend – you guys know this – how their young players – you know, are they going to get better? Because I got to kind of carry them through the regular season a little bit. I think Milwaukee, just like I thought Brooklyn was the team kicking themselves last year, I think Milwaukee is going to be the team that's kicking themselves in the offseason, thinking if we had Chris Middleton, you know, we'd likely beat Boston. I think they would have gotten by Miami. I think Milwaukee would have had a terrific chance of winning back-to-back, but luck factors into it. And if they could stay healthy, let's face it, you get to these playoff rounds, those guys know how to win. And I would think Klay Thompson, now with a full off season to get himself ready, I think he'll be better next season. I think physically he needs to get a little better. It looks like he's lost a bit of a step, but he had some big moments in his last 2 games.
Frank, I got to ask you about Boston. Can they get back to a world championship? And is Marcus Smart the answer for them to get back there?
Yeah, that's going to be a big issue, and that was a problem. I mean, they just can't handle the ball. I think Al Horford, as long as he is healthy, that'll help a lot. But Jason Tatum, listen, he had a great playoff. He just did not play well in the finals. Had a disastrous game last night. But they'll have a chance. They'll be right there with, obviously, Milwaukee and Miami.
I don't know, Frank. I'm telling you, if I'm Boston, I'm going to take a strong look at Malcolm Brogdon. Just going to take a look at it.
I think it's fair. I think it's absolutely fair. The ball handling was atrocious. I mean, the team struggles to dribble the ball, which is kind of hard to believe.
The great Frank Isola, ladies and gentlemen. Check him out on SiriusXM NBA Radio and, of course, on Around the Horn and on this show from time to time. Thanks, Frank.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Frankie.
Steph Curry top 10 all time now.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.